Mr. President, I had the opportunity to go on a congressional visit to Haiti a couple weeks ago. Actually, it would be 2 weeks from tomorrow. We were there on the one-month anniversary of the tragic earthquake that killed more than 200,000 people. 200,000 people died in Haiti. And myself and the other members of the Senate and the House who went there were able to see some of the tragedy. We visited the cathedral in Haiti. You often hear President Clinton talk about this wonderful Catholic cathedral in Haiti that had stood the test of time, but could not stand the test of this earthquake. In fact, really the only prominent part of this cathedral that still stood, unbelievably, was the cross. And we talked to the people who were there, and they are a wonderful and resilient people, and it is amazing that they could go on with the tragedy that they had experienced. I had the great honor to visit the Gesco Ford Operating Hospital, staffed mostly by American doctors and nurses, some of them from Miami, some of them from Orlando in my home state of Florida. And they are doing wonderful work. We met with the president of the country and the prime minister and the ministers of the president's cabinet. And we talked about what are the next steps. And I authored a letter to the president of the United States. And I asked Mr. President that this letter be entered into the record. This letter is co-signed by myself, Senator Nelson, my colleague in Florida, Senator Klobuchar, as well as Senator Lautenberg, all of whom were on the trip with me. And the letter basically asked the president to do four things in trying to focus our help and relief to this country. We have been involved, Mr. President, in trying to help the Haitian people for decades. And the American people have opened up their hearts and their wallets to help the situation in Haiti. But the situation is dire. I cannot think of a more complicated, difficult problem than trying to bring Haiti forward to a sustainable place. Haiti was already in bad shape, but it had a path forward. Progress was being made. And now, as you drive the streets of Port-au-Prince, it looks like a bomb area. It looks like a war zone. You'll randomly see three buildings standing as if nothing had happened, and then a building is completely and utterly destroyed. Camps of people right now, thousands of people are huddled together in these makeshift camps in low-lying areas. And my great fear for the future in the short term, Mr. President, is that when the rains come, which they will come in the next weeks in Haiti, there'll be another great tragedy. So we have to be focused in our help. So I, along with my colleagues, sent this letter to the president and asked that the president do four things. One, create a long-term sustainable plan for Haiti and put in charge of that plan on behalf of our relief efforts a trustee along with an inspector general, along with a board of advisors, to work in partnership with the Haitian government to make sure that the money is spent wisely. We cannot just send billions of dollars into Haiti and let the money evaporate in short-term solutions. There needs to be a long, sustainable plan. Second, we have to provide funds to the Haitian people directly. Small businesses need microloans so that they can provide jobs for the people of Haiti. We can't just give the money to third-party contractors. Third, we have to be focused on this orphan issue. We have to make sure it's done legally, and where it is done legally, we have to make sure that we get those children to their adoptive parents as quickly as possible. Fourth, we have to make sure that Port-au-Prince is not the center of the entire population for the country of Haiti. We are putting too many people in one place when tragedy strikes. We need to encourage development throughout the country. I had the honor of having the president of Royal Caribbean Cruise Lines in my office yesterday, a Floridian, Adam Goldstein, and we talked about tourism to Haiti. There is a beautiful citadel, apparently, in Haiti that would be a wonderful attraction for cruise ship tourists. There has been all sorts of difficulty in building a road to it and making sure it's safe and secure. But we need to find ways to get people out of Port-au-Prince, create jobs outside of that city so that that fragile humanity is not all focused in one place. Finally, we need to make sure that the diaspora of Haiti, the Haitian American people, for example, we have about 250,000 Haitian Americans in Florida, they need to be involved in the rebuilding of Haiti. They need to be welcomed in. They are dying to get involved. They are hungry to get involved in this process of rebuilding their home country. So I hope that the president will put together this commission, put a strong leader, a Colin Powell or someone of that magnitude, as the trustee to work with the Haitian people to rebuild the island of Haiti. And I hope that we can get effort and energy behind that proposal quickly so that we don't have any other significant challenges in the coming months ahead for the Haitian people. With that, Mr. President, I thank you and I yield the floor.